1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Busy time for members with the Stratford Concert Band. Lawrence Gowsey joins us in studio. Lawrence, good to see you.
Good morning, Jamie.
Now, Lawrence, members of the Stratford Concert Band just took part in a very unique service on Sunday, we can say.
Yeah, we did. We participated with the Legion in their annual Legion Remembrance Service. This one was a bit different. They held it at the Legion, and it was a drumhead service. It was quite interesting and quite moving, actually.
And very nice to have Stratford Concert Band involved in something like this. So we have more presentations, more get-togethers. In fact, we've got one coming up on Sunday.
That's right. It's our annual Remembrance-themed concert. Every November, just before Remembrance Day, on a Sunday afternoon, we present this concert. And this year, our theme is Maple Leaves and Poppies.
I love the title. Maple Leaves and Poppies. So, obviously, a Remembrance theme. What can we expect for Sunday?
So, this Sunday, we're celebrating Canada as the focus, with, of course, the Remembrance theme throughout. So we will be presenting music from across Canada, all by Canadian composers.
Okay.
At the same time, we'll be remembering, and we always have the Remembrance service, the act of remembrance, in our concert. We're honored, as always, to have the Royal Canadian Legion, Branch 8, and Unit 261 Army, Navy, and Air Force veterans bring their color guard. So we'll have them with us. And Les Brunton will be piping as well. So it's going to be a wonderful afternoon.
Oh, very good. And also a special guest on hand.
Yes. So this time around, we have Gail Fricker coming. Gail is a professional storyteller in town, a retired teacher, and a minister, of all things. And so Gail will be coming to share a very poignant story that was written to sort of help us understand remembrance and what people went through when we had the conflict. So it's a very moving story. I think people will really, really appreciate it. And she's a wonderful storyteller.
So this is going to be a very special get-together. So it's on Sunday. That's November 9th at 3 p.m. at Avondale United Church. As this really coming up is Remembrance Sunday. So this is really going to put things into perspective, as you say, with the Legion, with the Army Navy, with Gail. It's going to be very special.
It is. And it's always one of the concerts that we look forward to because it means so much. Mm. And I know that the audience, the people that come, really get a lot out of it.
Yeah, and certainly appreciate it, for sure. So how do people pick up tickets for this event?
Sure, you can get tickets at our website, stratfordconcertband.com. If you see the posters around town, there's a QR code. You can scan that and purchase your tickets there. All our band members have tickets, and you can even get them at the door if there will be any left.
And tickets are very reasonably priced, we should say. Tickets are $20 for adults, $5 for students. Those 11 under enjoy it for free. So there you go. And I do like on the social media post, you can get tickets from any band member if you ask nicely.
That's right. Even if you don't ask nicely, they'll sell you one.
They'll sell them to you for sure. Again, we appreciate all the Stratford Concert Band does. And again, a special recognition just recently with the Community Awards and whatnot with City of Stratford.
Oh, yes. Thank you. So last April, we participated in Stratford Kiwanis Music Festival. There is a provincial level, which is the Ontario Music Festival. And so the concert band entered that and placed first. And so we were really, really pleased just a week or two ago. The city recognized all the community groups that achieved this past year, and we were one of them. So it was a real pleasure to be able to accept the plaque from the city and shake Martin's hand.
Yeah, there you go. And congratulations on that, and well-deserved. And we also should say, of course, we have this concert happening on Sunday, and then Remembrance
at
the Cenotaph.
Absolutely. Tuesday, November 11th. Please, if you can, come to the Cenotaph. We will be participating as we do every year. If you can't make it to the one in Stratford, please try and make it to whichever one is closest to you.
Yeah, but you will be at the Stratford Concert Band members will be at the Stratford Cenotaph.
That's right. We'll be at the Stratford Cenotaph to participate in the service.
Yeah, and it is also broadcast on Rogers as well, if for whatever reason you can't make it. But do make it out, of course, to the Stratford Cenotaph, because that get-together is always so poignant and so meaningful. And when you see the crowds, it's amazing.
It's amazing how many people come, and I mean, it's important.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a wonderful, wonderful time for people to come and, as I said, remember, participate in the service. So please, if you can make it, please do.
Yeah, and that, of course, will be 11 o'clock on Tuesday, November 11th for Remembrance Day. But in the meantime, it's Maple Leaves and Poppies, Stratford Concert Band, for this Sunday, 3 o'clock at Avondale United Church. Links and details on our socials. Lawrence Gowsey, busy time. Lawrence, all the best.
Thanks very much, Jamie.